Hello.
Hey, good evening, Astrid. This is Patrick Anderson.
Oh, good, great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so sorry I missed your call. Is it a good time to speak with you?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me, how's everything going on? How was the weekend?
It was good. I was busy, but it was good.
That's nice. I have seen your email. There are a couple of things that you need to discuss with me. So yeah, please let me know how can I help you with this.
With what? So where are we right now with
Okay,
everything?
so if you remember that I have right after the call on Friday, I have shared one more book cover mock-up with you, if you remember, in which you have provided me your feedback.
Yeah, I provided the feedback and I said it was a bit too yellow. I asked for the top font to be changed. Not the whole yellow. It was just too yellow. So I think you saw my feedback. That was my feedback based on the second markup you all gave me.
Okay. This is the only thing, or apart from this, if you can see, we have added the buildings and the road that you were discussing. So does it look good?
Wait, the last the word moments was spelled
Exactly.
incorrectly. So did you correct it and then send it back to me by email or what?
No. Is it possible for you to open the email?
Sure. Give me one second.
Sure.
I guess I thought, okay. So, let me go to send. So the last thing I sent you was my comment. Yeah, because I have the two side by side, and I said, to me, the one on the left is just a bit too yellow for me. It's too much yellow in it. Okay. So I mean, I thought my email was pretty self-explanatory. It's just that if you could sort of use the color on, I mean, the sky is supposed to be blue, not yellow. So I like the original blue sky and the white clouds, but it's just that I wanted the font to be like a soft gold or yellow. So I do like to come up here in the yellow, but I didn't want the whole thing to look that yellow, if it makes sense. But the building, I love the building. I love how that looks.
Okay, I understand. You know what, you have attached two picture, I mean the first mock-up and the two mock-up, you have attached both together, and then you have shared your feedback on my email. Okay, so what I can do best for you, I'm going to share the feedback with my team, the same that you have provided me over the email, so that the team has a better, clear picture that what exactly you're trying to explain to them. Because you know what, we have to attach the client feedback for our Illustrator team, so that they can read it out everything and then they can understand. And if there's something missing, so we're gonna help them out with this. So what I understand from your perspective is the last mock-up that I have shared with you, you like overall, but obviously your focus is on the colors, right?
Right, it's just too yellow for me. I like the blue sky on the right. I love the building. And then just come up here should be like a soft yellowish, and then the part that says experience God through all of life's moments.
And you have also mentioned over there that I prefer the original color on the right with the come up here in a soft gold yellow. Okay, that sounds perfect. So you know what, your email is self-explanatory. We can have an idea from the email because it's quite
So here's
helpful.
the
You have,
thing. Because it's just that I wanted to capture, if you look on the one on the yellow, on the one on the right, the staircase already had that nice gold, a slight gold color to it. And so I was hoping the come up here can match that color. So either that soft yellow, or if you look at the book on the color on the right, the steps already have that nice golden yellowish color. I can't explain the color. It's just that I was hoping to come up here to capture that color instead of being just white. And then just like I said, the experiencing God through all of life's moments, that could stay blue. It's just that the font, and I gave you examples of font, the font in the email, I just don't know the name of the, well, the name of the font in the email is the classic font. So I don't know if they could find that font that I have in the email.
Okay, the one that you're using on the email?
Are you, okay, if you're looking at the email, in bold I have experienced God. Are you looking at the email as well?
Yep.
Okay, so see where it says experience God through all of life's moments, right, in bold? Whatever font that is in, I like. And I believe it's called the classic font, because if you're in Yahoo, when I went to Yahoo, down to Yahoo's font, it was titled classic font. So that's the font I really like to put that part in. But that could still be blue.
Okay. I understand. I got your point. You know what I can do best for you? Obviously, let's do one thing that I will share your feedback. I have already shared your feedback with my team, but obviously I didn't get anything today from my team. The team needed a bit of clarity for this. That's the reason I just called you and take more clarity on this project. Well, I understand each and everything. What I'm going to advise to my team, that just go through with the comments that you have provided, the feedback that you have shared, and revise the book cover, and then share the again book cover with me. And once I have the new book cover, I will share with you, because obviously then we will share, then I believe that we will cover around 70 or 80% things that you have already highlighted into the email. And if still something that need to be changed, so you can let me know your feedback, and then we will fix it up. Sounds good?
Yeah, and so I have a couple of questions. So who is somebody going through the editing portion of the book right now? Because
Yep. Even you have attached me the manuscript. If you remember, you have attached the manuscript with me, and on Friday you have also shared the manuscript with me.
Right. So how long does it take to go through the editing on that?
You know what, as I can see that there are a few things that we can have to discuss in the manuscript. For example, there are some changes that you have highlighted in terms of endorsement. You have shared me an endorsement on the email, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So we have to add that endorsement too in the book, in the manuscript, or just the one that is already over there?
When I send the manuscript on Friday, it includes the endorsement. So everything's in there, the endorsement, everything's there.
That's great. So now what we have to do, our team will go through with your manuscript. We will go with line-by-line editing. For example, in line-by-line editing, they will go through with each and every paragraph. Obviously, they have to check the grammatical error, punctuation, or any other mistake, for example, any suggestion needed or something. So obviously they will go through with this, they will provide you the feedback to you, and I will share with you. Then once you compare the file with the original file that you have, then obviously there must be some changes with respect to the punctuation, grammatical error, or something else. So then we're going to take your approval on this. Once you provide me the approval, we can move ahead towards formatting of the book, because the formatting is not as per to these criteria of the Amazon, so we also have to fix the formatting, right? But my question is to you that your book does not have the table of content. So do you have something?
Yes, it does.
It does?
I have, yeah.
But you know what?
I
can see the table of content, but you know what? It is not properly in the format. I mean, for example, we have to create a proper format. I can see the table of content. You have mentioned only content, and then just chapter names, the focus, what your words, even though you have highlighted the page number, but you know what, obviously the page number will be different, because once we go through with the formatting stage, then the page number will be different.
Of course, yeah.
But
so
you know what,
table of content,
can you just open the table of content in front of you?
Yes, hold on 1 second. Because, yes, I have the table of contents. I mean, I know the page numbers are not correct. That I know. Because I know that's something you all will do. So I wasn't concerned too much about that, because that's something. Hold on, let me pull it up.
Yep, sure.
12-8. All right, so I have it up. I have the endorsements, because I could see the name come up here. Experience Garden. Yeah, I have my name. I have the endorsements. I have 3 endorsements. Then I have a
dedication
page.
Yep.
And then the table of contents. So,
exactly.
Yes, I know those numbers would change. I expect that.
Okay.
And
if
then
you can go through with the
chapter
10 on the table of contents. In the chapter number 10, you have mentioned page number 1 over there.
Yeah, because I, once again, I knew that's something you all were going to do. So
exactly.
That's
this
why
is,
I wasn't
yeah.
too concerned
exactly.
about that, yeah.
Exactly,
yes.
And this is what I'm saying, that the table of content is obviously it's not appropriate, so we have to fix the big table of content. But
before we
have to work on the editing part, obviously. For example, if we first start working on the table of content, then obviously we have to go back and forth and then work on the inner pages. So for the procedure is quite simple. First, we will work on the inner pages of the book. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put it out. We're going to check all the grammatical error punctuation. And then once it will be fixed, then we can move forward towards the table of content page, because obviously then we have to finalize each page number by going through with the inner pages, and then we can mention the page number properly. I have one question
Correct.
For you, that if you can see, you just only mentioned the title of the chapters will be in the same way, in the same order wise that you have mentioned, or is there something different?
I guess you could keep it in the same order. I mean, I don't know if you all had any thoughts on that when you go through as you read the chapters, but I guess they could stay in the same order. So I'm fine with the order of it. But my question to you, too, is when it comes to it, is there some sort of design or something you could put on the page? Remember I sent a photo of the pages of the book that I like. Like, do you all put designs and stuff on the pages?
You know what, I have to check it out with my illustration team, because you know what, first part is to complete the editing, then we can look after the design part. Then I can let you know that, yeah, because obviously you know what, the line part is quite time consuming, then we have to go, because every page has a different word count, every page has a different chapter, so obviously we have to check then what design will be suitable for the page, because I know that you have shared some of the sample with me. I will share with my team and take an update with this, but before this, what my goal is to first fulfill the book cover, and then once you see your book cover is already in the progress, so then now the second step is to work on the editing part. Once the editing part will be completed, then we can step ahead towards the final, I mean, you know what, then we just only left with the designing part, so then we can discuss the designing or that what we have to implement on the pages, inner pages. So the first priority is to make the changes in the inner pages of the book, then we can think about the design, right?
Got you. And how long, on average, does it take to do the editing part of it?
See,
I'm just trying to figure out a time frame.
So for example, normally for the editing part, the first draft will come around in 4 to 5 business days, because the team has to go through with all of the pages, and your book already have 134 pages, and the team has to go with number of pages. They have to check everything, because obviously if we will go in a rush, then we cannot even figure out something. You know what, Amazon had and Barnes & Noble has a criteria. If there must be a certain punctuation or grammatical mistakes or something, that they cannot even able to publish the book. obviously, you know what, it won't look that much good. So we have to be careful, and then there must be a time consuming in the first draft, but once the first draft will be processed, normally the other draft will come in 2 or 3 business days. So for the first draft,
okay,
you just have to, yeah, just have to wait. And I will let you know, I will keep you updated with everything. But my one other question left for you is with respect to about the author. So you have mentioned about the author, but do you want to add any author picture? For example, do you want to add your picture, or you just want to just keep it simple with the about the author?
No, I do have a picture I want you all to add, so I could send that.
So you
I
want
could,
to add
I could
this
send
picture
that
in the inner pages, or see, there are two options. For example, once your book cover is completed, so on the back of the book cover, there are two options that would be to just decline. Either client go by providing the back cover content, for example, a short summary with respect to your book. So we're going to mention the short summary with respect to your book in the back of the page, I mean the back cover of the book, along with the author's bio and your picture over there. We can even place your picture in the inner pages of the book, but normally what client normally use their picture at on the back cover of the book. So what do you have in your mind? Do you want to keep your picture in the back cover of the book, or you just want to keep the picture in the inner pages?
I want it on the back cover of the book.
Exactly.
So
what I'm
just let me know. Yeah, so just let me know when to send that the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And when that time comes, I could send you the photo. And if you go through the document, the manuscript, the last two pages
mm-hmm.
is for the back cover. That's the wording. Like, I already have the
yep.
language for the back cover. So it's just a matter of just let me know when you all want me to send the photo.
Okay, but the content that you have provided for the back cover is quite long, so obviously we have to concise this content, because you know what we have
okay.
to, yeah, then we have to
okay.
leave the space for the ISBN number and everything, then
okay.
we can, yeah.
I just was looking at other people's back cover and looking at their description, so I was going on other people's books, so okay. Okay.
No, I see. If we have a margin to mention everything
okay.
on the back cover, obviously we're gonna do this. No worries in this.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll wait until we get to that point. Okay.
Yeah. So far, so good. I have received the feedback on the book cover. You have provided me with the email, and you already explained some of the points in the call. So I will share with my AI team, the illustration team, which is working on this project. And apart from this, we will start working on the manuscript. And once I have, will receive something from my team, so I will share with you.
Okay, that sounds good. And I would appreciate as much as possible. I don't know exactly what time zone you're on, but it's just, you're on Eastern time?
Yep, Eastern time.
Oh, okay. So am I. So that's not an issue. Okay, because mm-hmm. I know I'm working during the day, so it's sort of hard if you just call me randomly for me to just
so
answer
sorry.
Your calls and take it if I'm in a meeting. So that's why I'm trying to peg it down to a specific time. But, okay, I appreciate it. Thank you for getting back to me, because
yep.
I was getting a little bit concerned because I felt like we were just missing each other. So, yeah.
No, I'm on this here. If you just drop me something, I will be here to reply back.
Okay. Perfect.
Thank
perfect.
You so much. So far, so good. And if there is something that needs to be discussed, I'm going to give you a call, or I will drop you an email. Okay?
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. So thank you so much for your time. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.